Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 88th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Let's dance the dance, they dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled Cold Comfort, original air date October 12, 1997. Okay, so here is the weird thing about this episode right off the bat, pun fully intended. This is actually a direct continuation of the full-length feature Batman and Mr. Freeze Sub-Zero, which I did a review of about 2 weeks ago, so if you want to find out what my thoughts were on that, you could go about 2 weeks before I started the season. I believe it's 3 weeks, actually. This is the third episode. If you'll remember, that movie was about Mr. Freeze trying to... Well, he kidnaps Barbara Gordon because she has the same blood type that his wife does, so he's trying to do, like, an organ transplant so that he can save his wife. Now, that movie was supposed to come out in 1997, same year as this episode, same time as the movie. What happened there is... The live-action Batman and Robin movie was a critical failure. If you'll remember that movie with Mr. Freeze, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Chris O'Donnell, George Clooney, Uma Thurman. It's a horrible mess. It's hilarious. I still like it. It's funny. But it wasn't what they wanted it to be. That cost the Sub-Zero movie to be delayed by 1 year. So the first part was actually released almost a year after the second part. So... Right off the bat, we're off to a weird start here. So this is actually a continuation that now we could look at it in order. But back in the day, you would be wondering, like, wait, why is this movie, why is this happening? So it's a little odd. All right, we start off the episode with an opening of an exhibit at Gotham University. So there's been some dinosaur bones that have been put together by a scientist woman named Dr. Madsen. She is being interviewed by Jack Ryder, who we will come to know very well in an episode later on this season. Now, Dr. Madsen has spent 30 years of her life putting this dinosaur together. It's called the Ultrasaurus. At that moment, two women who aren't wearing any pants and have the voice of Babs Bunny burst in with a newly redesigned Mr. Freeze. Mr. Freeze now has a black suit. He looks thinner and more skeletal in appearance. His face looks almost like a skull, even with black eyes with red pupils. He no longer has those cool goggles. I used to love those. So, these women who aren't wearing pants, and they're only wearing, like, these huge coats, parkas, I guess they're called. They're, like, huge Eskimo-type coats. They're no pants, though. So, I don't know if they're trying to keep warm or what's going on there. They hold everyone hostage. Dr. Madsen is angry, saying that no university in the world is gonna buy stolen bones. But Mr. Freeze tells her that he doesn't plan on stealing the bones.
What's going on here? What do you want?
It's beautiful. So sad you have to lose it.
There isn't an archaeological institution in the world that would buy a stolen fossil. This wouldn't be worth anything to you.
To me, no. But it's worth everything to you, isn't it? I did not come here to steal bones, Dr. Madsen. I came to steal hope.
Mr. Freeze shoots the dinosaur bones with his freeze gun, shattering them and breaking them. Then the woman just falls to her knees crying as Mr. Freeze walks away. We cut to a gala of sorts. It's the Gotham Tricentennial or something. And there's an artist unveiling a piece of art. And it looks like it's a huge mural, to be precise. And this artist has worked on this for most of his life. Bruce Wayne and Commissioner Gordon are at the event. And one of Mr. Freeze's pantless women bumps into Bruce Wayne and runs away. So Bruce runs after her and he tells Alfred that he's going to need to change. The mural is presented. It is called Twilight in Gotham. And Mr. Freeze and his women crash the party.
My great pleasure to present to you Giuseppe Bianchi's Twilight in Gotham.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel like my life is just beginning. You have made the struggle worthwhile.
And I shall make it worth nothing.
Nobody move!
What are they doing?
is what...
Technique is extraordinary. How long did it take you to develop it? 5 years? 10? A lifetime?
No. No, please. I'm too old. I can't paint another.
Yes, it's a pity.
Mr. Freeze destroys the painting and the artist falls to his knees crying. Then Mr. Freeze gives a warning to Gotham.
Search your hearts for the thing you value most, then despair, for I have come to take it from you.
No!
So there's a lady with a small poodle that keeps barking at Mr. Freeze, and Mr. Freeze is about to kill the dog, but Batman shows up and stops him. Freeze's henchwomen begin to shoot at Batman with guns that shoot icicles, and Batman dodges these and tackles Freeze. But Freeze is too strong and throws Batman across the room through a table. One of Mr. Freeze's henchwomen tries to shoot Batman in the head, but he hits her hand with a pot that's just there, and she shoots her own leg, freezing her in place. Mr. Freeze manages to catch Batman off guard and points his gun directly at his head. So Batman asks, "What are you waiting for?" And Freeze says that, "Not now, not this way." He freezes Batman's cape to the floor to hold him in place, and he tells the other women to leave, leaving the frozen henchwoman there. So Mr. Freeze escapes. We're back in the Batcave. Batman, Robin, and Batgirl are trying to figure out what Freeze is up to. Batgirl mentions that after Nora Freeze, Mr. Freeze's wife, was revived, he never went back to see her. She got tired of waiting and married her doctor and moved out of Gotham. So if you remember, in Batman and Mr. Freeze Up-Zero, she is actually revived at the end. So at the end, Mr. Freeze is presumed dead, and she is revived thanks to the help from the Wayne Corporation. Back in Mr. Freeze's lair, and he has kidnapped a bunch of doctors who are trying to keep him alive and stable. They want to leave, but Mr. Freeze doesn't let them. Freeze shows his women who his next target is, and we see that it is Bruce Wayne. So we're in the Batcave, and Batgirl is doing some training in the Batcave. You know, she's flipping and stuff, and she's, like, having lasers shot at her or whatever. She gets hit by a laser, and Bruce tells her that she lost. She's dead. And she's all like, "Oh, but it's the highest score!" And Bruce is like, "A corpse is a corpse." She sticks her tongue out at him, and he turns the machine back on, but puts it at level 10 difficulty. Upstairs, Bruce is checking up on Tim, who is doing his homework. The doorbell rings and Alfred answers. He is held at gunpoint by Mr. Freeze and his women. So they go inside the house and they create like this huge ice slide. They freeze the staircase and it turns into a huge slide. They toss Alfred down and Bruce offers Mr. Freeze help. But Freeze says that it's much too late for him. He is beyond help. Bruce sets off an alarm at the Batcave. He presses a button on his watch and an alarm goes off, so Batgirl runs upstairs. Freeze says that he will destroy Bruce's surrogate son, and he points his gun at Tim. But Freeze then changes his mind and says, "No, the surrogate father." Freeze shoots Alfred and freezes him in a block of ice. Batgirl arrives and beats up the henchwomen. Bruce then beats up a woman for the next 10 minutes or so. I mean, it's a woman half his size, but he punches her straight in the face, and then I think he beats her to a bloody pulp. They don't really show it. It's kind of insinuated. And then Tim decides to beat up this woman as well. Batgirl grabs Freeze's gun from him and shoots him against the wall, but Freeze breaks free. It's like a show of incredible strength. Like, he just breaks free from the wall. They get away, but not before Batgirl can attach a tracer to their escape car. We're down now in the Batcave, and Alfred is inside what looks like a giant jacuzzi, and Batman tells him that he has to stay there for a couple of hours to help with the freezing. Alfred seems like really happy about it, though. Batgirl traces the location, and Batman and her go after Mr. Freeze. Tim wants to go, but he has to stay and take care of Alfred.
Tim, you stay with Alfred.
But I'm quite content by myself, sir. Don't think I'll need anything.
See?
Except perhaps a spot of tea.
Tea?
With honey and lemon, if you would.
Don't lose that signal.
As if.
And a few of those lovely tea cookies would do well.
So So Batman and Batgirl track Mr. Freeze to some sort of abandoned ice warehouse. I don't know where it's at. It's just a big-ass building, and then they go downstairs, and that's where, like, everything is. They find an empty Mr. Freeze suit hanging on the wall, and they believe that it is a spare suit because it's not cold enough in there for him to survive without one. They hear people screaming for help, and they find the doctors that Mr. Freeze kidnapped, but they are then caught by Mr. Freeze's henchwomen. And then this happens. Holy hell. Now, you want to talk about controversy in the redesign era of Batman the Animated Series? Well, oh boy, here is one of the biggest ones. Mr. Freeze walks from around the corner, and we see that Mr. Freeze is only a head. Literally, he is a head in a jar. A head in a jar that walks around on robotic spider legs. It's been 20 years and I still don't know how to feel about this. I mean, it's kind of cool, but it's such a big change to the character. Although I do applaud them for taking the chance with it. Seriously, I remember the first time I watched this and it did blow me away. I really didn't know how to feel. And as I said, 20 years later, I still kind of don't. Mr. Freeze gives his explanation about why he's this way.
I was hoping to see you again.
What happened?
The accident that created me finally took its toll. By the time these doctors stopped my deterioration, all that was left undamaged was this.
That's what you meant when you said it was too late for you.
Ironic, isn't it? After all I did to keep my wife whole, I end up like this. You understand now why I could not return to my Nora, my treasure. There's no hope for me, or you, or your city. Everyone's going to feel my loss.
Mr. Freeze gets in his suit and he lets the doctors go, but he keeps Batgirl and Batman as prisoners. Freeze plans to destroy the one thing that Batman values the most, and it's his precious Gotham City. Freeze opens up a hangar door where there is a helicopter with a reverse fusion bomb. Now, this bomb will freeze anything within a 10-mile radius, according to Mr. Freeze. He plans to keep Batman and Batgirl safe so that Batman can see the destruction and Mr. Freeze can see the despair in his face. Mr. Freeze leaves, but Batgirl and Batman easily take care of the henchwomen. They just, like, very easily take them down. Batgirl says that she's got this, so she stays fighting these girls. And Batman hangs onto the helicopter and goes after Mr. Freeze. Inside the chopper, Freeze and Batman have a hard-hitting fight, but Batman can't get the upper hand because Freeze is too strong because he's almost a robot now. His body is literally a robotic body. He's just a head, so Batman can't hurt this guy. Batman even starts bleeding from the mouth. It is very rare in this series to get blood, but we got blood here. Batman changes the direction of the helicopter, so it's now flying out toward the ocean instead of the city. Freeze grabs Batman and lifts him over his head. He is about to toss Batman through the front windshield of the helicopter, but Batman attaches his grapple to the bomb and to Mr. Freeze's suit. So Mr. Freeze starts getting dragged backwards toward the bomb, and then the bomb drops! So the bomb is released into the ocean, and Mr. Freeze drops with it. The bomb drops, and we see Batman's hand on the button. He pressed the button. So I honestly don't know if now that Mr. Freeze is just a head, Batman no longer considers him human and just decided to murder him, or if Batman just realized that he's not fooling anyone with that one I don't kill rule and doesn't bother to hide it anymore. The bomb explodes in the ocean, causing like this giant mountain of ice. And Batman starts heading back towards Gotham. Batgirl radios Batman, and Batman even tells Batgirl, "I think we've seen the last of Mr. Freeze." So, he knows he killed him. We pan to the iceberg left by the bomb, and we see Mr. Freeze's suit, but the head is missing. The end. Alright, let's do some after-show notes. This marks the last appearance of Mr. Freeze in Batman the Animated Series. We will see him one more time, but it is in an episode of Batman Beyond, where for some reason the main bad guy has Mr. Freeze's head. Mr. Freeze is still alive. He's just a head that's been locked in a vault somewhere. They never explain how he got Mr. Freeze's head, but he's still around, like in the future of Batman Beyond. It seems that Mr. Freeze is somehow tied to the number 3. Although I'm not sure if this is on purpose. So, Mr. Freeze's first appearance was in Episode 3 in The Heart of Ice. His last appearance is in Episode 3 of the last season, which is this episode I'm talking about. And he only appeared in 3 episodes throughout the entire series run. So he's just tied to that number 3 somehow. Once again, I know that the writers didn't want to use Mr. Freeze often because they felt they did such a good job with that telling that they didn't want him to be overplayed, and they did a great job with him. Once again, I'm not sure exactly how I feel about the head in the jar, but I do applaud them for taking a chance, a huge chance, like they did with that. And it turned out pretty well. This is a pretty good episode. So let's find out where we rank it by going into the Bat Cave archives.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
All right, the Batcave Archives is the part of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This is episode 88. I know that I kind of been negative these last few episodes. They haven't really been that good. This one is one of the good ones. I like this episode. Once again, that whole head in the jar might be controversial, might split some's opinion. But, you know, the character needed that. After all, it's not like he was this holy character that we couldn't touch. He was a joke. They made him into something with the origin story. And I believe they made him what he became. They made Mr. Freeze into a big deal. So they deserved the opportunity. If anybody was going to make the change to Mr. Freeze that they did, it should have been them. Because they're the ones that created him. They're the ones that can destroy him. So that's not really that big an issue for me. This episode is actually pretty good. Let's see, where would you rank this? I'm looking at number 50, and that is the episode Holiday Nights, which we reviewed a couple of weeks ago, the 3 short stories. This episode is much better than that one. I like Freeze's new take on destroying everything because he can no longer have hope, so he's trying to destroy the hope from Gotham. I can relate to that. I really do like that one. His other appearance is Deep Freeze, and we have that ranked at number 35. Right above that, we have Bullet for Bullock, which was the episode where the tenant was trying to kill Bullock, but he thought it was the gangster. That's a really good episode. I'm not sure if it's better than this one. Like I said, 35, Deep Freeze is right below it. This episode, I believe, is... it's a much better episode than the second appearance of Mr. Freeze, which was actually Mr. Freeze kind of an afterthought. It felt more, as I mentioned during the episode, more like if it was Batman versus Walt Disney, which was basically that other villain. So, you know what? This is kind of going to be an easy one. We're going to rank Cold Comfort at our new number 35, right above Deep Freeze. Okay, everybody, so I'm still doing entries on the Royal Rumble Batman contest that I'm doing. I believe I need 15 more entrants to complete the 60, so I will give that one more week. I'm pretty sure I'll have them by then. So hopefully next week, the week before the Rumble, you will have the special episode with the entrants, and you'll get your numbers, and you'll be able to win a prize. So everybody, thank you for listening, and remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. And also, before I forget, because I didn't just mention it, if you want to be part of the Royal Rumble contest, send me an email to captain_marvelous1, that's captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com, or you can join us on Facebook, look for the I'm Batman, the podcast group. You could join there, leave a message there saying you want to be part of the contest. Or you can find me on Twitter, capt_marvelous, CAPT_marvelous. Leave me a message there saying you want to be in the contest. Or find me on Instagram, CaptainMarvelous. Any of those methods, you could just leave me a comment saying, hey, I want to be in the contest, and you're in. I believe there's 15 entries left. So everybody, once again, thank you for listening. I've been your host, Captain Marvelous, and remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are frozen.
I'm leaving the table. I'm out of the game. I don't know the people in your picture frame. If I ever loved you, oh no, no, it's a crying shame if I ever loved you. If I knew your name, you don't need a lawyer. I'm not making a claim. You don't need to surrender. I'm not taking aim. I don't need a lover, no, no, no. The wretched beast is tame. I don't need a lover. So blow out the flame. There's nobody missing. There is no reward. Little by little, we're cutting the cord. We're spending the treasure, oh no, no, that love cannot afford. I know you can feel it, the sweetness restored. Even the